Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Raising Kids with Big, Baffling Behaviors, Brain-Body Sensory Strategies, That Really Work by Robin Gobble is a parenting and child development book rooted in neuroscience, trauma-informed care, and nervous system regulation. It addresses the kinds of child behaviors that often confuse caregivers, such as defiance, lying, aggression, shutdown, or seemingly inexplicable reactions, and argues that these behaviors make more sense when viewed as signals of internal stress rather than willful misbehavior. The book is designed for parents, educators, therapists, and other caregivers who want practical ways to respond more effectively. Rather than relying on punishment or surface-level behavior management, Gobble focuses on connection, co-regulation, sensory awareness, and understanding the state of the child's brain and body. It also emphasizes the importance of the adult's own regulation, since caregiver responses strongly shape whether a child can move toward safety and calm. The result is a guide that translates complex brain science into usable everyday strategies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central idea that behavior is a clue to nervous system state. Gobble argues that many baffling actions make more sense when seen as expressions of stress, fear, sensory overload, or nervous system vulnerability. This matters because it shifts the caregiver's question from what is wrong with this child to what is happening in this child right now. And that change in perspective is not just philosophical, it changes intervention. If a child is escalated, disconnected, or shut down, the goal is not immediate correction but understanding the state that produced the behavior. This framework helps explain why punishments that target the visible behavior alone often fail, by focusing on the internal conditions behind the behavior. The book gives caregivers a more durable way to interpret patterns that otherwise feel random, manipulative, or oppositional. The emphasis on sense-making is one of the book's defining strengths because it creates a practical bridge between neuroscience and day-to-day parenting. Secondly, a major contribution of the book is its practical focus on brain-body sensory strategies rather than conventional discipline scripts. Gobble presents regulation as a whole system process, what the child sees, hears, feels, and experiences physically can influence whether they can think clearly or stay stuck in survival mode. That makes the book especially useful for children whose responses do not improve with explanations, consequences, or repeated reminders. Instead of treating behavior as a simple choice between compliance and defiance, the book encourages interventions that lower arousal, increase felt safety, and support the body as much as the mind. The sensory dimension is important because some children are not just emotionally dysregulated. They are overwhelmed, under-responsive, or struggling to process input in ways that affect action. This broadens the caregiver toolkit beyond words and rules. The value of the approach is that it gives readers a way to intervene earlier, before the child reaches a point where reasoning becomes ineffective. It also reinforces that sustainable behavior change usually begins with regulation, not pressure. Thirdly, the OWL, watchdog, and POSSUM framework for understanding defensive states. One of the book's best-known teaching tools is its use of animal metaphors to make nervous system states easier to recognize and discuss. The OWL, watchdog, and POSSUM framework helps caregivers distinguish between thinking, protecting, and shutting down modes of functioning. This kind of metaphor is useful because it translates abstract brain science into a memorable model that can be applied in real time. Instead of asking children to explain advanced internal states, the caregiver can observe cues and infer what kind of survival response may be active. The framework also prevents overinterpreting a child's behavior as deliberate defiance when it may actually reflect protection or collapse. That distinction is important in practice because each state calls for a different response. A child in a guarded or reactive state may need safety and co-regulation, while a child in collapse may need gentleness, patience, and reduced demands. The framework stands out because it is both educational and operational. It helps adults talk about behavior more clearly while also guiding the next intervention. Its clarity is likely one reason the book resonates with both families and professionals. Fourthly, caregiver self-regulation as a prerequisite for helping children. The book does not place all responsibility for regulation on the child. It repeatedly emphasizes that adults must understand and regulate their own nervous systems if they want to respond effectively. This is a significant part of the book's practical realism, because children often escalate in the presence of adult urgency, frustration, or panic. Gobble's message is that a dysregulated caregiver is much less able to provide the calm, predictable presence that a struggling child needs. In this sense, the book is not only about child behavior, it is about relational dynamics under stress. The adult's internal state becomes part of the intervention. That is why the book encourages caregivers to slow down, notice their own triggers, and avoid reacting in ways that increase threat. This matters especially in households or classrooms where behavior is frequent, intense, or unpredictable. Rather than framing caregiver calm as a nice extra, the book treats it as a core skill. This focus differentiates it from books that concentrate only on managing the child and ignore the emotional load carried by the adult. Lastly, a trauma-informed approach that reframes difficult behavior with compassion. The book is strongly trauma-informed, but not in a vague or purely emotional sense. It recognizes that adversity, toxic stress, and other hidden challenges can shape how children interpret safety and respond to everyday demands. That matters because it moves the conversation away from moral judgment and toward developmental understanding. A child who lies, withdraws, lashes out, or seems disconnected may be protecting themselves or reacting to an internal environment shaped by earlier experiences. Gobble's approach does not excuse harmful behavior, but it does change the sequence: first understand, then respond. This is especially important for caregivers who work with children whose histories are complicated or unknown. The book helps readers avoid false assumptions such as the child is manipulative, the child is broken, or the caregiver has failed. Instead, it creates space for compassion without abandoning structure. That balance is one of the book's most practical features. It offers a framework in which empathy and accountability are not opposites, but parts of the same thoughtful response to behavior rooted in stress and survival. In conclusion, this book will be most valuable for parents, foster and adoptive caregivers, teachers, school staff, therapists, and anyone working with children whose behavior feels inconsistent, extreme, or hard to decode. Its main benefit is that it offers a workable explanation for behavior that often gets mislabeled as defiance or manipulation. It is also useful for adults who want to understand their own reactions, since the book makes caregiver self-regulation part of the solution rather than an afterthought. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out for translating neuroscience into accessible metaphors and for holding trauma, sensory processing, and relational safety in the same model. It is less interested in quick fixes than in helping adults make sense of patterns that repeat over time. That makes it especially relevant for families and professionals who have already tried standard discipline approaches without enough success. In a crowded field of behavior books, its combination of clarity, compassion, and nervous system logic gives it a distinctive and practical place. If you would like to support Robin Gobble, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.